This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have almost finished correlating into an outline the information we have collected regarding love as found in John 13 through 17. The final point I would like to reflect on is the quality of love. The summa bona in this study of love is seen in the love relationship between God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus wants us to know experientially that quality of love and express it to God and others in tangible ways. This is to be the distinguishing mark of Christianity. Jesus loved the disciples, but in John 13:1 it says He wanted to show them the full extent of that love. He did this first by washing their feet. Then in John 15:13 He declared, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." He puts this in sharp focus for them when He goes on to say, "You are my friends." You might say that it would take even greater love than that if you laid your life down for your enemies. What Jesus was saying to the disciples is that they, at one time, were His enemies. He is the one who chose them and declared them to be His friends. They were not that on their own. His love reached out to them while they were lost, chose them, shared His life and mission with them as friends, and died for them. In this way, He made it possible for them to be a part of God's family and share in Christ's inheritance. That's the quality of His love for us. That's what He desires to produce and demonstrate through us. That's the kind of love the world needs to see. That's the kind of love that will attract and win them to the Savior.